Welcome to It's MMAzing Radio, a special Easter edition in which we'll talk really little about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. With me today, as usual, DJ Mark with a K.
What's up?
Lavender Gooms.
What's up, guys?
And stepping in for Kid Presentable appears to be Captain America.
Whoa, I didn't know he was real.
Here today, nothing else to do. Everyone's on vacation. Taking a day off from protecting the country.
Criminals have respect.
I think the Bible Belt would, you know, have some reservations about their Captain America being a minority.
They can't tell. They just think Captain America got some sun.
Captain America's in California. It's nice and sunny out here. Getting that tan.
All right. Well, for people who've been, you know, read our website regularly, they know we do monthly rankings. Well, not monthly. Every other month. And they're probably wondering, guys, where are the end of March rankings? And if you're wondering that, I kind of worry about you and your life, that you're paying this much attention. But we decided, now that we're doing the podcast, that we're just going to do it live for you. So it's truly a consensus, as opposed to me flipping a coin whenever I saw everybody's individual rankings to decide what was the next guy. So, yeah.
Cool. That pretty much sums it up.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to start with the lighter weight classes, move our way to the heavyweight class, and just preface this by saying our knowledge of the flyweight division is not indicative of our knowledge of the other divisions. All right.
I think flyweight's a big mystery. Flyweight's a big mystery to everyone. Let's be honest. It's new. It's not established. It's like a giant crapshoot of names.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right, flyweight. What do you guys got at number one?
Well, I'm pretty sure all of us have a Joe B at number one.
Yeah, Joseph Benavidez. He's the favorite, and he was dominate in his opening match.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, that was pretty easy. What do you guys got at number two?
I got Johnson.
I got Ian McCall.
I have Ian McCall.
I got Mighty Mouse.
All
Ooh,
right,
split.
We got a split here.
I said Johnson gets it because they said he won.
See, I'm giving it to Ian
McCall's
head because it was a draw, and Ian McCall was he was the champion at flyweight at Tachi Palace, so I give him that as his the edge over Mighty Mouse.
I give Ian McCall the edge over Mighty Mouse for now because it was in fact a draw, and Ian McCall had the most decisive round of the three rounds.
Well, this is why
was
I
it
could.
A draw?
Yeah.
Was
yes,
it a draw? Because at the end of the fight, I saw them raise Mighty Mouse's hand. I didn't see anyone raise McCullen's hand, and that's why I give him the nod.
Yeah, they raised Mighty Mouse's hand because someone there doesn't know how to add correctly. But
DJ Mark is not a fan of correct math. He likes to stand by errors in scoring.
No, all I'm saying is no one raised Ian McCall's hand. Someone raised Johnson's hand, so I'm giving him the slight edge. I mean, that's a pick 'em. I like you guys. You put him at two if you want, or three. I really don't care.
Well, someone's gonna be willing to budge here.
Put Ian McCall at two. I don't care. Whatever.
Yeah. He's the only with the bitch and mustache, right?
That's true.
Mustache for the win.
For the win. So I guess we all agree. Mighty Mouse. I had Mighty Mouse at three.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. Who do you guys got at four?
It's sketchy, son.
This is where we get real questionable.
I have the fourth participant, Yasuhiro Rushitani. He was the shootout champion. He didn't look particularly impressive, but I don't know that this weight class really is.
Well, this is how I did my rankings. I have four flyweights that I've seen. I just the four of those two UFC fights. So they're my top four.
I got Juscerio Da Silva at number four.
Okay, I put Da Silva too. That was straight from Sherdog, though. I never seen that guy fight.
I'm not gonna lie. I agreed. Same thing for me.
I've seen Da Silva fight once before. I have him at five.
Where'd you see him fight at?
I was YouTubing shit.
Oh, okay.
This is when I was trying to figure out find Ian McCall fights. He fought Da Silva.
Okay.
I said we go with Da Silva because out of the two guys, the other one was knocked unconscious.
Yeah, but one of them has been invited to the UFC.
Yeah, maybe they couldn't get Da Silva. Maybe they couldn't pay the money for him. He wants too much.
Well, I'm fine with the Silva being put at number four as well, because, well.
Yeah, I mean, you can put Yoruchi Tani at four, but he did come off a loss, and I think De Silva is coming off a win.
De Silva, well, at least according to FightMatrix.com, he beat a top 15 guy, so, yeah, you know, I'll go with De Silva number four.
All right.
All right.
Is everybody okay with Yoruchi Tani
at five, then?
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Okay, this is where I'm really willing to negotiate.
At six,
I got Montague.
At six, I have my favorite fighter in the division, and that is Mamoru Yamaguchi. Yeah, but remember, who told you about that motherfucker?
You did, Mark, and I concede that you did. You showed me a man who looks like Mr. Satan of Dragon Ball Z fame, and I love him for that.
Oh my God, are you serious?
He's got a big afro and a mustache.
That's okay. What do you guys have at six?
He's also a Japanese guy who has a big afro and a mustache.
Yeah, I have Yamaguchi at five too, or is that six?
Six.
Six. Yeah, I have him at six too.
Mike, what do you got at six?
I got Mitsuhisa Tsunade at six. Mainly because FightMatrix.com has him at six.
Okay, let's go with Yamaguchi. What do you guys got at seven?
Daryl Montague.
I had him at six.
I have Timothy Elliott at that position.
I know those guys. I have BJ Kojima. He used to be the Shooto champion. I actually know that guy. That guy, Sherdog used to always talk about how he was the best 125, but I think he's had a couple losses in the last like couple months or something, so... He's not as quite high ranked as he used to be. But I have him at six or seven or whatever the fuck.
Okay, how about we have Montague, then Kojima?
Okay.
I actually had Kojima at the next spot after Montague.
It means so I had Montague at six, Kojima at seven.
I am fine with all of that.
Sounds good.
All right. Next, I got Darren Yuyanoyama. Just because I like him.
This is where you came in, Bob. I flipped with eight and nine. I put tough champion John Dodson and then Darren Uyenoyama.
What, is Dodson fighting at flyweight now?
They are making a debut against each other at flyweight, actually.
All right, well, damn. Well, I got to change my rankings then.
But yeah, Dodson, I was very, very impressed with his run through tough. He's incredibly quick. He showed knockout power at a higher weight class. Just on how he is as a prospect, I would go ahead and put him at eight for flyweight.
This is nine.
Or nine?
Yeah.
All right. I would put him at nine.
I'm going to make a push for Yuyenoyama at 10 because I really like him.
And you know what, Bobby? Push 6C.
Yeah, I know who that guy is. Go ahead.
He beat the shit out of Kid Yamamoto. He went to SF State, so if that means anything.
And he pointed to the camera while he was beating him up.
Yeah, I know. I remember that guy, yeah.
He's friends with the husband of my good friend at work, Jessica Healy. She does listen to this out of pity for us. So here's your shout out, Jets. What's up?
What a name dropper, dude.
Right?
All right. That was impressive work, guys. Okay. Let's do Bantamweight now. Is there any argument about Cruz 1, Faber 2?
No.
No.
I don't think so.
Unanimous.
Does everybody have Barao at 3?
Yeah, I got Barao at three.
I have Bulls at three. He's been the champion. Barao hasn't been the champion.
We have three Baraos at three, one Bulls. We'll go Barao at three.
Well, screw you guys then.
I got Bulls at four.
He's lost.
Yeah, I've got Marky Mark at four as well.
Mark? Ryan Bulls in the Funky Bunch.
Yeah, I had Bulls at four.
What do you guys got at five?
I got Miguel Torres at five.
I had Scott Jorgensen at five.
I got Scotty Jorgensen also.
Young Guns at five, and then...
Torres next.
Torres at six.
Yeah, I got Torres at six.
See, this isn't going to take as long as Bobby thought.
Wait till we get to the Hector Lombard question.
It's going to be quick.
what do you guys got at seven?
I put Bibiano Fernandez.
I got Brad Pickett.
I put Michael McDonald.
Yeah, I put McDonald at seven as well.
Me and Mike.
Well, I guess he wins.
I'm willing to concede that. I had McDonald at nine. But
I had McDonald at eight.
I mean, right. I guess that's close.
All right, my number 8 was McDonald's, but my number 7, which we didn't talk about, was Pickett.
Yeah, I'd pick it at 8.
I have a Pickett at 9.
I have Pickett at 8, but once again, I reiterate that I have Bibiano Fernandez above the both of them.
I got Bibiano Fernandez at 9.
Yeah, I have him at 9, too.
Okay, who is your last three guys? Everybody say your last three guys. I got McDonald, Fernandez, and Carriasso.
I have Dontas, Pickett, and Ueda.
So I have Fernandez and Dontas.
I go Pickett,
Pickett, Fernandez, and Edward Dontas, the guy that just won the Bellator tournament. Mm.
I go Pickett, McDonald, and then Zach Makovsky, the Bellator champion.
But you haven't had Fernandez in yet.
Fernandez, I have at 7.
Yeah, he hasn't.
Okay,
high.
The next two
I think
are
next one be Fernandez.
The next two are Fernandez and Pickett. Which order would you guys think?
Pickett's coming off a loss. Fernandez has won his last 4. That's why I put Fernandez above Pickett.
Mark,
yeah,
what do you
I
think?
Guess he put. I think he put. I do Fernandez above Pickett.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Pickett's coming off a loss too. So.
All right, I got. And then we have the last one.
The last one's tough.
I got Carriasso.
Because he was gifted a decision that he lost.
I thought he won, too.
Who did he fight?
What was it? Didn't he beat Von Lee and somebody else, I think? This all made sense last night.
At what time did you do this last night when it made sense?
I don't know. Let's go with 11.
Well,
he beat Mizugaki, and Mizugaki is the one he didn't deserve. And he got a split over Von Lee. All right, I'll back off Carriasso. I got no problem backing off.
Yeah, Mike, who did you have for the last slot?
Masakatsu Ueda.
And we all have different people.
I have Zach Makovsky. He's the Bellator bantamweight champion.
Yeah, and I have a guy who just won the Bellator tournament.
I like Dontes.
Decisions.
You know what? The winner of the Dontes Makovsky fight is going to be our number 10 next time anyway. So let's go
just,
Makovsky.
Just hold off.
Let's go Makovsky. He has the belt.
I feel like if it's a crapshoot for 10, you got to give it to the guy who's the champion, not the guy who's about to fight the champion.
Yeah, but aren't we going to look foolish in a couple of weeks when Dontes wins the belt? One week.
It's in 4 days, 5 days.
Why don't you just do Slash, the winner of
Bellator champion?
That's what we're doing, fine.
The 10th spot is reserved for the Bellator champion, whoever that may be.
All right, featherweight.
Yeah, this one gets snarly.
This one we get a little bit squirrely with this thing here.
Well, I think we can all agree on Aldo at number 1, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fine, I concede.
Who do you have at number 1?
No, it's Aldo. That's not without question.
I got Hatto Hyoki.
Yeah, I got Hyoki, too.
Hyoki, too.
I got Mendez, 3.
Pat Curran, baby.
Pat Curran at 3. He was quite dominant over Joe Warren.
Pat the man.
I don't think Joe Warren's good is the problem.
This man killed him.
Yeah, if he's not good, then he made sure that he didn't look good.
Yeah.
All right, fine. I got then Mendez at 4. Yeah.
Remember, Bobby, if you're gonna fight a can, you better crush the can.
I have Chan Sung Jung at 4.
You got him over Mendez?
I have
You know, I understand that you shouldn't penalize a guy too much for losing to Aldo, but, well, he got hit flush with that knee, and, well, I just don't like him now.
All right, well, yeah, we have 3 Mendez at 4, so.
Yeah, I have Mendez
at 4.
All right, who's your 5?
I got Sandro.
I got Diego Nunes.
I had Mendez at 5.
Steph?
At 5, I had Dustin Poirier.
So do we give it to Jung because Mike had him the highest? Because he had him at 4?
Well, where'd you guys have Jung? I had Jung at 8.
I have Jung at 8.
I have Jung at 6.
I don't think it should be that high.
Man, no one else believes in Jung.
When do you guys? Well, we all love Jung. That's not a question. What about Nunes? Because
I got Nunes at 5.
Six.
Is Nunes a nice compromise?
Yeah, so you have 5, I have 6. Mike, where do you have Nunes at?
I got him at 7.
I have him at 6.
Let's go Nunes. I think he's the most, he's less controversial.
All right.
Okay, I got Jung at 6.
Adam at 8. But Mike had him. And then, Stefan, where'd you have Jung at?
I had Jung at 8.
What do you guys have at 6?
I had Diego there. I still have Dustin Poirier at 5. I guess I have Poirier the highest of everyone.
I got Poirier at 7.
Yeah, Poirier at 7, too. I have Sandro up there high on mine.
I got Sandro at 8.
And then I have Sandro at 7. This just a nice little reordering of 5 through 8 here.
All right, who's the highest person anybody has left?
Sandro. Mike with Jung.
I got Jung at 6 also. I said we go Jung at 6.
Okay.
That's fine. I like him. I just don't want to be too fanboy.
All right. I got at 7. Mike, Mark, you still have Sandro at 5, right?
Yeah.
I got Sandro at 8. This is 7. I'm okay if we were Sandro at... Steph, what do you have? Poirier?
I have Poirier at 5, but I had Sandro at 7.
Mike, we're gonna have, we're gonna have Jung before Poirier. Poirier just won a fight like 2 months ago.
Jung won a fight, and they're fighting each other now.
But Jung won a fight the last time we had rankings, didn't he? Didn't he beat Hominick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he didn't do anything. He jumped over a guy who just won.
Did he jump over him?
Didn't he?
Wait, did we do
Jung
rankings?
On the list already, and Poirier's not on it?
I don't know. I'm looking. I see my rankings. I don't know what
else. I thought we did the last rankings before Jung had that fight with Hominick.
I think it was after.
It was after.
It was after.
The end of January.
He wouldn't have been on the list without that Hominick win.
Yeah, because he just lost. Right? Oh, no, he got a twister.
Last time Jung was above Poirier also. They both have one win since our last rankings.
I thought Jung's last fight was against Hominick.
And that was one win since the last time we ranked. When did Poirier fight?
Like February.
Jung's been inactive since then, but though Poirier, he fought a newcomer.
Yeah, but he still
got an armbar on him. Yeah.
I think we should have Poirier, Dustin before Jung.
I like Jung over Poirier, but I'm not that committed.
I have Poirier over Jung by 3 spots, so
I mean,
I have above 1.
I mean, I got Jung over Poirier, but I mean, I like Jung, but I think part of it is that I love his T-shirt. So
they owe money too. You hear that story?
Tricosta, pay up 20
All
grand.
Right. We're putting Jung at 7, Poirier at 6. What do you guys have for 8?
Then Sandro has to come up because he hasn't been up there yet.
Yeah, it's Sandro.
You want to do Sandro at 8?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
What do you guys got at 9?
This is a good sketch. Yeah, I had Hominick too.
At 9, I had Sandro.
I got Hominick.
Okay, so Hominick at 9.
Did Hominick make your list, Mike?
He made it at 10.
Let's go Hominick at 9 then.
Same position I had him last ranking.
Yeah, he hasn't fought since then, so there's nothing really to change him. But just the fact that he belongs in the 10 as a talent.
I've been basing all my rankings based on where I had him last time, not where we as a group had him anyway. That's why we might have more differences here. What do you guys got at 10?
Got Eric.
Me
Eric
too.
Coke.
I got Coke. I got 3 Cokes? What?
No, I said I have a Hominick.
All right, let's go Coke.
And there you have it, the featherweights. Ladies and gentlemen,
yep. Right, time for the real business, not this WEC shit.
And starting off with the lightweights is former WEC champion.
I got Bendo. I think everybody has Bendo.
Yeah, everyone's got Bendo. Bendo. Well, let's just admit, the champions are number one. UFC champions are number one, right?
Yeah, there's no situation right now where anyone outstanding tops a UFC champion.
I was going to give Carlos the number one for 70 by then.
This is about to get interesting.
Hendo at 1.
Yeah.
Bendo.
Sorry.
I got Edgar at 2.
Yeah, I got Edgar at 2.
I have a Gilbert at 2.
Ooh, Mike's mixing it up. He loved that Masvidal fight. He thought that was slick as shit.
Well, I mean, you can only fight who's put in front of you, so.
No, yeah, he didn't look good doing it.
Yeah, I think Melendez at 2 and 3. I mean, do you guys have Melendez at 3?
I got Melendez at 3.
I have Melendez at 4.
What do you have at 2? Wow. Get out of here.
What do you have at 2, Steph?
Who do you have at 3?
He has Maynard.
Gray Maynard.
Yeah, I knew it.
Gray Maynard and Frankie Edgar are 1-1-1. So, as far as I'm concerned, Frankie Edgar can't be that much ahead of Gray Maynard.
Okay, well, who's your 3? Who's your 2, Steph? You have Edgar at 2?
I go Bendo, Frankie, Gray, Gilbert.
So we have three people with Edgar at two?
All I know is it's going to be Gilbert at three and then Gray at four. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. That's true.
I knew I would be a dissenting opinion in this because you guys all dropped Gray last time, and I did not. He hasn't fought since then, but I still didn't believe he should fall any further than he did.
All right, so we're gonna have Hendo.
Do you know why? Do you know why, Steph? Because we don't like losers. All right.
Yeah. This is a winner sport. Go play Pee-wee golf if you want to talk about losers.
If you want a participation trophy, why don't you go play some little leagues, T-ball, Captain America.
So, he's just fighting for justice. That's
so
all he's
Bendo,
doing.
Then Edgar, then Melendez, then Maynard.
Yeah. Mike, someone has to stand up for the people when the big body politics of It's M-Amazing Radio will not stand up for the little guy. Someone has to fight for their rights.
All right.
And it'll be
five.
Captain Philippines.
I got Diaz at number five.
As much as I love Nate Diaz, I can't do that. I have Guida at five.
Really?
You know, his last fight that he lost was a number one contender fight against the champion. It's not like he lost
his ass
to Scrub.
Beat.
What are you talking about? That was a great fight.
He lost all three rounds in that great fight.
But it was still a great fight.
All right, what do you guys – who else? What else do you guys fight. Have at five?
I had Miller. I don't know if that's right. He lost to Cerrone, right?
I have Nate Diaz.
So two Diaz. What do you have? Where do you have Diaz at, Mark?
I have him at seven.
Mike, where do you have Diaz?
I have him at eight.
Oof.
And you know that hurts me, because
what do you guys have? Jim Miller.
I have Jim Miller at six.
I got six.
I got five.
I got him at seven.
Oh, so it's either Diaz or Miller here. These are the next two, based on what I'm hearing.
Get that coin out, baby.
All right, who should go higher, Diaz or Miller? That's the
Diaz.
Conversation now.
I say Diaz.
Didn't you have Miller ranked above him?
Yeah, but I love Nate Diaz, so.
Sure, put Diaz.
I mean, if it's coming down to a coin flip, they are fighting. It's basically we're giving a preview of who do we think is going to win that fight.
Miller's the
favorite.
Do
the slash, Bobby.
And I think Nate,
fight.
I think Nate is going to beat Jim, so that's why
we're going Diaz at five, Miller at six. All right. Seven, I got Guida.
I had Anthony at six.
Well, since Miller and Diaz are already on the board, my next top guy is Guida, so I'd go for Guida at that position.
I have Guida there because I couldn't put Pettis ahead of Guida since Guida smothered the shit out of Pettis.
My next two are they beat him. He beat him. That's what I'm going with.
So Guida and then Pettis at eight is what I have.
Yeah.
Guida and Pettis sound good?
I have Guida and Pettis right after each other as well. So.
Oh, the last two. This is where it's going to be fun. I got Aoki at nine.
I have Aoki at nine, too.
You know, I have Aoki at nine. I still don't know why I have Aoki at nine. Because I hate Shinya Aoki.
Because, Mike, that's because you see him on all the other rankings. He's at, like, seven and six. So you're
I have to put him somewhere.
Yeah, it's like, every time I've seen Aoki fight, it's like, this guy fights like shit. But everyone else is like, well, he's a top 10 talent. So, well, shit, I have to have him in there, don't I?
Shinya Aoki is the greatest one-trick pony in MMA. He only has one thing he can do, but when he does that one thing, boy, is it devastating. He is the best submission grappler in the sport right now.
And you know what? Those pants he wears when he's at Dream, man, them things are tight.
Literally tight? Or like
no,
really
I mean like tight. Like they look cool.
Oh, okay. Because they also
men want to
they're
be.
Tight.
All right, so we have Aoki at nine. That's pretty solid.
Here's 10. This is going to be fun.
Cowboy, baby.
I got Michael Chandler.
Chandler all day.
Yeah.
Oh, he's going to win. I got Alvarez.
Mike, we did it. We did it.
I don't know how Eddie Alvarez is still getting no love on this thing, and he's your favorite fighter, I think.
He lost to Michael Chandler. Is that going to fight Bobby?
How are you going to have
Eddie
Alvarez
over
Chandler?
Who's undefeated.
Alvarez has won like 30 fights, and Chandler's won like six. He just happened to be Alvarez.
Oh, so Bobby, have you not seen the Bellator commercial? You might not know who Michael Chandler was, okay? He was Eddie Alvarez, but now you fucking know. And now you got to put him in his spot.
All right, fine. You guys win.
Bellator champion to 10.
All right.
Bellator champions are always 10. I think I have the Bellator champion at 10 in each one.
I think it's pretty much we get to number 10 and it's like, So we just got to have the Bellator champ somewhere, Bellator, right? Yeah. Like, never higher than 9 or 10, though.
He's number 3 in featherweight.
Well, whatever.
Wait, which one was the featherweight one?
We have Curran at 3.
Curran, because Curran's a badass, dude. He's awesome.
Yeah, and then at middleweight, he's like number 3, let's be honest.
I know, it's like Mark would say, at the real weight classes, we don't have him higher than 9 or 10. Not at this WEC shit.
Yeah. If you don't weigh 155 pounds, you shouldn't be fighting. True story.
All right, 170. This is where Mark makes a case that I think is questionable at best. Mark,
no,
who's your number
one? I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
You didn't do it? Okay.
No, I should have. I should have. GSP doesn't deserve to be number one. Number one, sin
does everybody have
couch,
GSP then
watching
Condit?
TV all day. Huh?
I have GSP one.
Yeah.
What do you guys got, too?
Well, I haven't told you what I got for my number one.
Okay, who is it?
Oh, it's GSP.
All right.
All right. I just want to say at number two, we got unanimous GSP at one. At number two, I got Nick Diaz, because fuck you, Carlos Condit. Fuck you.
Nah, you got to give
fuck
it to
you. Fuck yo couch, Carlos. Fuck yo couch.
Carlos
See,
Condit
Stefan
will never
loves,
be a guest on this podcast.
Stefan loves losers. He wants all the losers to be ranked above.
I got Condit at two.
Yeah, unlike Bad News Bears Denglossen over there, I got the winner of that fight at number two. I got Condit at two.
Bad News Bears. Think... Keep it real topical with your references.
Didn't Bad News Bears come out a couple months ago?
All right, Diaz at three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you guys got at four?
I got Ellenberger.
Ellenberger.
What do you got, Mark?
Ellenberger.
Oh, really? I got Koscheck. All right, Ellenberger.
I got Koscheck next.
I got Koscheck at five.
Koscheck as well.
You guys, I really think... Oh, okay. Fuck, what, I'll argue it. Pierce? We have time. How is Koscheck behind Ellenberger? What's your rationale?
Because Diego Sanchez is better than Mike Pierce.
So you're saying they were equal before that?
No, I'm saying their last two wins, Jake beat Diego. I think Diego is better than Mike Pierce.
And I think if both of them are, you know, equal and you're just basing it off the last fights, then I got to agree with Mark.
Yeah, but they're not equal.
I look at their last fight is because when we're doing the rankings, the way I understand is we're doing the rankings off more or less their last win. We're not looking at legacy. Like, if we're looking at the legacy of the fighter, like, Josh Koscheck's done a lot more. He has more big wins. But
Ellenberger
has...
Like, because last time, I'm looking at your rankings for last time, you had Koscheck then Hendricks. So you're saying it was a big enough win over Diego to pass Koscheck's win over Pierce.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our ratings have to do with momentum. You know, yeah. It's like a power ranking. Who's surging? In my opinion, Jake Ellenberger's next fight should be for the interim title. That's where he is. So his fight was questionable with
Koscheck. You had Koscheck at three last time. You had Ellenberger at seven. You think beating Diego, was it 2-1? Yeah, 2-1 is enough to vault.
Yeah, but what changed in that time is that Ellenberger won and Condit became champion, and I believe that Ellenberger very much could have been given the split decision against Condit, so he's up for the belt. So just based on that standing, that's what jumped him for Koscheck for me.
So you're not just counting last fight; you're also counting his previous fight with Condit.
In a sense, yes, but it's where they stand. It's what the big picture is, and the big picture to me is Ellenberger is the number one contender right now.
All right,
that's kind of where I was standing too. I mean,
I still give it over. I have Ellenberger right behind him. It's not like I think it's that.
Yeah,
a stretch.
And I think
it to Koscheck because I still think Koscheck can pretty much beat any welterweight not named George St. Pierre.
No, and I agree.
I agree with what you say, Bobby. But I think Steph's
he didn't look good either. That's part
of it. Steph's got it on the money as well. I think this is more of a power rankings rather than a traditional pound for pound list because, I mean, I know I had Ellenberger ranked higher than Koscheck in the last rankings as well. I mean, because Koscheck had fought once since that long layoff after losing to GSP. You know, and Ellenberger has been more active. He's, you know, fought more, and he did just have that before this last fight, that close loss to Condit. So,
yeah, and he beat Shields, like he demolished him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like you said, though, Bob, like it's almost like a coin toss, really.
Like if they fought each other, I definitely pick Koscheck.
Me too.
Do you agree, Mark?
This is true.
Yeah, no, I agree. I totally agree.
Okay, all right. Next,
we can
I got
see
Fitch.
That much, Josh.
This is where we're gonna. Yeah, where we're gonna have argument because I have Fitch at six.
Gotta have Hendricks.
Yeah, I understand why though. I get why you're gonna do that, but I have Fitch. I love him.
I go Hendricks and then Fitch.
Me too.
Mike.
What pick are we at again? I'm sorry. I kind
six.
Of
six.
I have Kempman at six.
What the Mike? All right,
Mike, you're kicked out of this discussion right now. All right, because I'm losing 2-1 right now with Hendricks over Fitch.
I don't think, Bob, I don't see a way you can talk us out of Fitch over Hendricks.
Do you have Hendricks right after Fitch?
Yeah, I do. That's
okay. Well, then you lose.
Yeah, I know.
Your logic's flawed.
The reason I did it.
I'm
going with
Bobby.
The lucky punch theory. Because I don't think we had Hendricks anywhere before.
You're giving it to Legacy of Fitch.
Yeah, you're doing Legacy again.
But Fitch, he's been pretty inactive. I mean, he hadn't fought. He had a draw, a long layoff, and then he got knocked out. You know? He has long been the number two welterweight, but it's been a tough run for him the last year, so.
Yeah, and it's like we talked, there's almost two ways you can make rankings. You can make it where it's what they've done recently or what they've done throughout their career. And I've always thought that our rankings were what they've done recently. Because if we're looking at career, then Koscheck would be higher.
Well, I'm not going whole career, though. I'm trying to go, you can't just do it solely on the last fight. You do it more like his last few fights, the way I look at it. That's how I kind of view it. Because the guy's obviously starting somewhere. We're not starting everybody from zero.
I agree.
You're basing what you had last times.
Ultimately, Hendricks is surging. Fitch is falling.
Yeah, he's fading.
Does Hendricks have a fight booked? Does anybody know?
He does.
Isn't he fine, Koscheck?
Oh, yeah, Koscheck's going to kill him.
Probably.
That's okay, he might just fight. Smother him. Didn't Hendricks only lose at Story?
He got decision by Story.
Yeah, if Story can do that to him, Koscheck can too.
Story was 13 at the time, too. Hendricks and Fitch at 7.
If Hendricks and Fitch fought 10 times, how many guys think Fitch wins?
Probably 9 of them. But you know what, Bobby? The one time
I agree with you there. All right, I got Shields at 8.
I do too.
Shields at 8.
We're having technical difficulties with Lavender Gooms, I think. Yes, we are. He can't
Mike?
Hear us.
He can't
has
hear
Kampman
us?
At 7.
He has Kampman at 7?
No, he's Kampman at 6, I think.
I have Kampman at 9.
I got Kampman at 9 also.
I had Kampman at 9 too.
I have difficulty putting Kampman above Shields based
We're going
on their
Shields
head
and
to
Kampman.
Head. Yeah.
Okay, number 10. We all know who this is.
Do we?
It's got to be Benny Boy. It's got to be Ben. He just won.
Thank God. Bellator champion at 10. Ben motherfucking Askren.
No one was astonished at how he won or was excited to see it, but he won that fight. And I think Limo's a good opponent for him. He's a dangerous guy.
Lavender Gooms had Shields at 10. But, all right.
Didn't even put Ben on the list. Damn.
All right, so you guys have you have Askren at 10?
I have Askren at 10.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have both bounced Rory McDonald from your rankings completely?
Rory's been inactive. I'm a big fan of Rory. Typically, in these other rankings, I've been the one putting him the highest, but he's been inactive for a very long time. He's just hasn't fought in a while.
I'm looking at the last time we did this. I had Rory at 10. You had Rory at 9. Both Mike and Mark had Askren at 10. But we have two, and I see Mike has Askren at 9. So
I think
Askren's, based on our numbers here, clearly is 10. I just
for
didn't
me,
think...
why he dropped is Askren has had 2 or 3 wins since McDonald's been inactive.
He's had one.
There's, I think it's
not great wins.
Oh, since inactive? Okay, since the last time we ranked the
guys. Since the last time McDonald's fight. Askren's had 2 or 3 wins. That's McDonald just hasn't fought in a while.
That Askren just won yesterday. That thing is fresh.
Bellator at 10, son.
It's fresh. Higher.
Askren's are 10. I gave it to Rory because I didn't have Askren jumping him based on that win. That's why I gave it to Rory. I didn't like when Askren at the end of the fight said, "If you don't like the way he fights, you don't enjoy ground fighting." I was like, "Well, that's not true." But
no, he's right.
Bob,
you're
Bobby's
a hater,
doing
Bob.
This. Bobby's doing this on a popularity contest. And Bobby doesn't like what he says. He's the worst fighter now. I thought we were judging what
I
they
totally
do
agree
in the
to
ring.
You got to make me happy. I'm the one ranking. Not going to even
you
lie
hear
about
that, fighters? put some lipstick on and start kissing Bobby's ass outside the ring. That's all he gives a fuck about.
Very true. You're saying things that are very true. I can't deny any of it.
I speak the truth, son.
All right. Middleweight. Anderson.
Yeah.
Spider.
I had Hickson up there for a while, but I had to leave him.
I know. Hickson's inactivity is really hurting him in these rankings. He'd be number one in every weight class.
He's still fighting, Bobby. You just don't hear about it. It's on the street, son.
You got to put a camera in that gym. Okay, what do you guys got at two?
I think we all have the people's champ at number two, Chael Sonnen.
Yo, The Rock is not a middleweight, but all right.
I believe in Chael Sonnen.
Speaking of Chael Sonnen's going to get kicked in the mouth in Brazil.
Speaking of The Rock, I just saw Fast Five again yesterday on HBO.
I was watching that too.
And I just want to comment again, like I did. Man, The Rock is sweaty throughout that whole movie.
The Rock is sweaty the whole movie. No matter if he's running or just talking to people.
And I got to say, just like when I started the movies, when he goes to Toretto and says, "I'm with you, Toretto," I cheered again.
I was sitting next to you in that movie theater. I remember this. All right, guys. Number three, I got the Filipino Wrecking Machine.
Me too. Which one, Stefan or Mark Munoz?
I got Mark Munoz. Sorry, I got to specify. Steph, what do you got?
I have just the normal Wrecking Machine. I don't feel a need to identify him culturally. That's why can't he just be the Wrecking Machine?
Wait,
there's
did
not
we
another
all
have Wrecking
Munoz at
Machine.
Three?
Yeah, I think we all got him at three.
Wow, I thought it'd be more of a conversation here. All right, I think this is where I'm a little bit different from you guys. What do you guys got at four?
Four. I got this is where Mark hates on me. But, go ahead, Mike.
No, I got Belfort at four as well.
I'm fine with Belfort at four. I have him at five, and this was where Mark could hate on me some more. But at
Bisping,
four,
right?
The Bisping.
I got Bisping at four. Also.
Another loser.
What do you got at four, Mark?
I have Belfort. Because not only did he win his last fight, he's going to win his next fight too.
All right. Does everybody have Bisping? Do you guys have Belfort at four? Do you have Bisping at five?
Yeah, I got Bisping at five.
Same here.
I can see Belfort to four.
Yeah, okay. I was going to do it too.
Exactly. We have this whole thing where we like winners to be above the losers.
I like guys who are gutsy in a losing effort.
All right. Showing my true inability.
I love Dan Hardy so much. I got a red mohawk and started wearing bandanas.
In my total move of inconsistencies here, I got Boach at six.
I do too.
Mark? Mike?
Yeah, I got Boach at six.
Mike, what you got?
I have Yushin Okami at six.
Oh, what? Now you just spit in your own face, Mike. He's a loser.
No one's consistent.
I'm consistent.
I have Okami at six because Okami has long been hovering around two and three.
That's
sure,
my Fitch argument.
No, you guys aren't consistent, man.
You see, here's the difference, though. Here's the difference between Okami and Fitch. Here's the difference.
Okami just lost. That's the difference. Fitch lost like 4 months ago.
And we don't like Fitch.
That's also
here's the difference. I am dropping Okami from previously second or third. I forget where he was at the last one. I'm dropping him from second or third to six. Fitch, I dropped him from six to seven.
Where do you got Boach?
That's because where he was.
Where do you got Boach?
I have Boach cracking 10.
I got Boach at 6.
I have Boach at 7, right after Okami.
Mark, what do you have?
You got to go. I got him at 6, rightfully so.
You got Boach at 6?
Yeah, because I'm doing the rankings correctly, and you guys are pulling shit out your ass.
See?
let me preface that first off, Mark, for all his glorious standings, is a guy who put Ryan Stan in his middleweight class.
Yeah, that was an error. That was just an error of not noticing the guy was in there twice.
You know, I would like to be all high and mighty, Mark, but I did notice when I did the rankings again, I had Rockhold twice in middleweight.
See, it happened. That's just an error. Hey, you know who else did that too? Barney. He put the same girl on twice. It happens when you're making lists, okay?
All right. Well, I think we're going to lose this conversation, Mark, because they got Okami. What do you guys have? We have Okami right after Boach, right, Mark?
Yeah. I'm at seven.
So we're really going to lose this because they don't have Boach till like 7 and 10.
Hey, whatever, man. If they want to have incorrect rankings up there, that's their thing, man. You look at Mark's rankings, everyone's going to be like, well, let's fuck their consensus. Let's go look at Mark's. He's got it right, so.
Mike, is there any way I can convince you to put Boch at six?
You know, Okavi did just lose, and I don't like losers, so, you know, I'll go with Boch at six.
Yes.
I mean, I don't even really care that much. I mean, because Okami has been really good, and he was winning that fight for the most part, and then he dropped
it. That's also part of it. I almost gave Okami over Boch based on how it was going, but.
I mean, this is the argument I can make for Boch. I didn't really consider him that high, but as a middleweight, he's undefeated.
Yeah.
You know, I think when I look at him not being that impressive to me is it is probably me factoring in his pretty, you know, non-noticeable run at light heavyweight, but at middleweight, he has been undefeated. So I guess you want, I just don't buy into him as a prospect with how much he was getting picked apart up until.
This thing's going to kill him.
Yeah.
Bisping's going to absolutely destroy him, because Bisping doesn't slow down on any level. He's going to destroy him in the sense it's going to be a 15-minute jab fest, but that's what it's going to be. He's not going to be close.
Space good. Yeah, I mean, if you want to put Okami at six, I'm cool with that, because I had Okami high last time, too.
All right.
And one loss shouldn't bring him down.
We can't
know, super far.
Ever be so fucking, like, someone not take sure. a stand. Everybody can't be willing to give up. Fuck, I'm taking a stand. Boch then Okami.
Okay.
I'm fine with that.
Okami then Boch.
Next, we're going eight.
Yeah, we're at eight now.
I got Paul Harris.
Me too.
Same here.
Hector motherfucking Lombard, the biggest, greatest can crusher of all time.
But where'd you have Hector last time? Because he hasn't fought, right?
I think I've had Hector at around seven or eight.
Yeah, I think
Paul
did,
Harris
yeah.
hasn't really done anything in a while either, to be honest.
Yeah, he hasn't.
And you know what? Paul Harris doesn't. As much as we like Paul Harris, Bobby, you and I joked, he keeps moving up people's rankings without really having a notable win. You know, he beat, like, a Mike Massenzio. He gets these gruesome leg locks, though his manner of victory is impressive, but he's a guy who's moving up in everyone's rankings because people like him. It's very much the Korean zombie.
Who effect. Is your seven, Steph?
My seven is Lombard.
Is who?
Lombard.
Oh, who's your eight?
Paul Harris.
All right, Paul Harris is going to be eight because we have three of people at him at eight, just based on numbers, I guess, here.
But where do you guys have Hector at?
So there is no argument, then. We are just going to the aggregate vote.
Well, okay, does anybody want to – I don't have Hector – like I have Hector at 10, so I don't –
Yeah, I'm at 10, too. And, Mike, where do you have Hector at, if at all?
I got him at 9.
Okay.
What do you guys so have at 9?
My basic argument is I think us, along with everyone in general, are overvaluing Paul Harris in the standings.
Well, if he beats Belcher, that'd be impressive, but that hasn't happened yet. So, yeah. His only losses at middleweight, I think, are Marquardt and Hendo. I could be very wrong, though. Someone want to check? I'll check it.
Seems right to me.
I'm checking now.
Everyone's checking the same thing. Well, let's just have your last three, right? That's kind of what we're trying to determine
last two.
Here.
He's only lost to Nate Marquardt and Dan Henderson at middleweight. Yeah, okay. I'm okay with him being there.
And where was his last fight, Paul Harris? Was it last year?
It was like a couple
months
ago.
It was in January.
Okay. He fights in 3 weeks against Alan Belcher.
Well, who's your guys' last couple?
My last two are Weidman and Lombard.
My last two are Lombard and Weidman.
Oh, man, no strike force level. I got Luke Rockhold.
My 10 was between Rockhold and Lombard. So... My last three, I'm thinking.
I had Stan, then Boch. But I probably, would have had Rockhold after Boch, who's already in. But I have Stan at 9. I guess Stan fell out for all of you guys.
Yeah.
I don't think I had Stan last time, even.
I think I had him at 10.
So Lombard's our 9, by the way, is what it sounds like.
Okay, and then you guys had Weidman? I didn't have him on my list.
I think Weidman's going to be... pretty good prospect for the division. I mean, I know part of it is Damian Maia is just disappointing us on so many levels, but I mean, he took that fight on a really short notice, and well, I mean, he didn't look, I don't know, he didn't look good, but he gets a pass because he took the fight on like a
week. He looked better
notice.
Than the guy who'd been training for 3 months.
Yeah,
and in the fight before that, you know, Tom Lawler is no great dude, but you know, he's a very solid fighter. Kind
he doesn't
of
get
a
embarrassed
solid
normally.
Weidman did roll right through him.
Yeah, so I mean, Lawler's not even a gatekeeper. He's a journeyman. Like, they'll cut him and sign him back on. I'm cool with if we have Hector at 9 and then Weidman at 10.
All right. And my 11, though, and though it doesn't matter, was
Luke
Rockhold. It came down to those three, those guys at the end, and I'm like, well, I give it to Weidman because he beat Maya, who was ranked fairly high last time.
Yeah, but that there's another guy we overvalued because he's been garbage ever since you mentioned his name to me, Bobby.
Yeah, it's my fault.
Yeah.
It is. You ruined him. You're the jinx.
It's the Rajabi curse.
All right. Light heavyweight.
It's probably going to get interesting on this one.
Jones, then Johnny Rashad. Ball. Tell me when you guys disagree. Jones, Rashad, Hendo, Shogun, Machida.
Keep going.
Bader.
No, Bader. That's where I have I have Davis at a.
I have Davis too.
Steph, what do you got?
I have Ryan Bader at six.
All right, what do you guys have Bader at? The guys who have Bader at who don't have Bader at six.
I have him at nine.
I got a Bader with the next slot.
At seven?
At seven.
Yeah.
Steph, where do you have Davis?
I have Davis. He took a little bit of a hit to me.
Too.
I have Davis at I have him at eight.
Me too. I think it's rough, it goes guys. Bader. Well, where do you guys have Rampage?
10, and I was contemplating that.
I have Rampage at nine.
I have him all right, at nine.
I think it goes Bader than Davis.
I have Rampage at nine, but I swear I only have him at nine just because he's Rampage.
Well, let me make the argument for Bader over Davis right now is Davis has one less loss. Yeah, wait.
Two wins.
What?
Two wins in a row. That's my argument. And one's Rampage.
To me, it's more than that. They share the win over Lil Nog, and then Bader has a win over Rampage. Davis doesn't have a more impressive victory than that. Even though Rampage is fading, it's the bigger victory.
Yeah, but
Davis's
not
best victory is an ugly win over Lil Nog.
He beat like a fat Rampage. Like he wasn't even in shape for that fight. You still give a win over that Rampage as good as when Mauricio Shogun beat him and the other guys beat him because he looked like shit in that fight.
Davis looked really bad against Rashad. I thought it showed how far away he was.
But he lost. He lost. See, he lost to the number two guy.
Yeah, but Ryan also has two wins.
With Bader and then Davis. But let's not forget, there was like a couple months ago. We're like, Bader's about to get cut.
Yeah, good thing he won two fights.
Yeah,
it's good thing he knocked out a dude and he beat a guy in the closest
thing.
Well,
let's put Vladdy up there because Vladdy knocked out a.
Vladdy's coming, man. Vladdy's coming.
No, you do not have Vladdy up there. Get the fuck out of here, Bobby.
All right, we're going Bader then Davis.
Okay. Vladdy on fighters to watch.
All right, I had Rampage at seven, so that's my next highest.
I had him at 10.
That I have remaining, not counting Davis, were I had Rampage at seven, I had Little Nog at nine, and I had Gustafson at 10. What's the highest ranked guy you guys have left?
I have Gustafson.
Little Nog at eight is what I have left.
I have Gustafson at seven.
I do too.
I think we go Gustafson, then Rampage.
And then Little Nog?
Yeah. That sound good?
Little Nog at 10, Rampage at 9.
Sounds good.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Rampage is going to be off the list by the time he fights again.
Yeah.
I don't know. He hasn't said how bad that knee is. We'll see.
So instead he's just going to keep making more rape videos?
Yeah, that was supposed to be some sort of thing showing scumbags of rape. He tried to defend it. I don't know. That wasn't good.
I didn't know about that. I don't want to know.
Yeah, just don't watch it. It was really weird.
If you want to like Rampage, whatever you do, don't watch that video. He's trying to destroy all the goodwill
trying to get fired.
Didn't he learn, rape videos really don't go over well with the USC or pretty much anywhere?
Well,
that is the going theory is he wants to be fired. Yeah. Like...
His explanation was it's supposed to be about a rapist getting his comeuppance, but it's not really introduced like that. You're just like, this is Rampage trying to rape somebody. If they presented it as this is a rapist trying to get his comeuppance, maybe it would have been better.
This is Rampage acting as a rapist?
Yeah.
Yeah.
More or less.
Don't watch it. Okay, let's not talk about this. It just bummed me out.
No, let's drop him off the list. I don't want any rapists getting recognition on it. It's amazing. Kick him. And Torres. No rapers.
All right, number our the heavyweight division. Junior Dos Santos 1.
Yeah.
Cain Velasquez 2.
I got horse meat at 2.
Mark, what do you got at 2?
You know who I have at 2, Bobby.
You said you were going back and forth when we talked about it the other day. That's why I'm asking.
No, I've always been Ream 2. No question.
What do you guys say? You guys all have Kane at 3? You have Ream at 2?
I have Kane at 2.
Well, of course Stefan does. He loves the losers. He loves guys that get knocked out. Puts them right there at the very tippity top.
Yeah, steroid users
and,
are real winners.
And Mark, you like guys who use steroids and get busted.
Yes, I do. Hey, he uses steroids, but he wins.
You know what?
He got a W, son.
You know what? He loses in the cup, all right? He doesn't lose in the ring.
I think Kane should be too. I think Overeem's last win, you know, a whole bunch of question marks around it also now. Hell, you got his entire heavyweight run getting question marks around it now.
No, but it's bullshit talking about how he doesn't get the Brock win and stuff. When he tested for that fight, he passed that test. That
really? He's been
done.
On steroids for like last 6 years.
I'm sure everyone's on steroids for the last 10 years, you know?
That's not an argument when one guy got caught and nobody else did.
You know, I got Ream at 2, but I mean, there's also some iffy stuff going on, you know, with the testing for the Brock fight as well. Like
he weaseled his way out of it.
Wait, he just so happily is going back to wherever the hell he's from the day they issue the summons for him to appear.
I think he should be 3 because he was dumb enough to get caught when he knew he was going to get tested. Also,
well, I mean, it was a random test. It's not like he knew.
No. This time he knew.
It was two random tests in a 6 month span post fight.
In Nevada. How often is he in Nevada?
He knew he needed to stay clean for 6 months.
He's only in Nevada so many times.
Because it's 2 and 6.
But Steph, you gotta remember, he's gotta take his steroids.
I honestly think he tried to get down, and this is the best he could do is 14-1. That's what I'm going with.
We're
gonna have a lengthy discussion. Conversation over him at the end of this, but I think we go Kane over Overeem here.
What did we have last time? We had Kane over Overeem last time too.
Same two people said Kane to Overeem to. Yeah. It was the same two people.
And I see. Yeah. I see. So the guy who makes the website, he gets to make the calls. So whoever he picks, he gets to be number 2.
Frankly,
I see how it works,
rule,
Bobby.
Given the amount of work I put into this, but. No, I don't know what we had last time. What do we have?
We had Kane over. It was the exact same discussion, and we settled on Kane at 2.
There was no discussion.
I flipped a coin. That was the discussion.
Bobby saw the rankings, and he makes the pick.
Kane at 2, whatever.
You want to have a loser at number 2? Fine. Have a loser at number 2. I don't give a shit anymore.
Better than a steroid abuser.
Neither of them have fought in since the rankings.
All that's changed since last time is one of them, a whole big fucking shroud is – been put over his entire heavyweight run. That's one of them.
First off, it could just be it was a tainted sample.
He hasn't even asked for a second one to be tested. He could have asked for it to be tested.
And his testosterone was what, 10 to 1?
14.
I thought it was 10 to 1.
No, it was more than 10. That was the first announcement. Then they said it was 14.
Well, maybe he's just more man than the rest of us.
14
have you
times
ever thought
more man?
Of that, Bobby?
Yeah. 14
maybe
times.
That horse meat has testosterone in it, Bobby. Do you eat horse meat? No, you don't know what's in it.
All right.
You don't have Reeves' diet,
Mike,
Bobby.
Mike, do you have a problem with Kane at 2?
No, keep Kane.
Yes, I do. I think we should have Reeves at 2. He's the number one contender. He's not the number one.
He might be. He might be. They haven't said shit about if he's fighting him or not.
Beard bet. Beard bet.
What's if the you beard didn't lose bet? Your beard, I don't know.
If he is still the number one contender.
Hey, I'll do a beard bet. I mean, I won't lose much. But
all right. We're going to save the Overeem talk for the end. Let's get through heavyweight. We'll go back to Overeem. So we're going Kane 2, Overeem 2. What are we doing?
I thought you said we're saving that at the end.
No, we're saving the Overeem conversation.
We have to determine whether Kane or Reem is at 2.
Just put Kane at 2. We were wrong last time we did the rankings. We'll be wrong again this time.
Okay.
At least we'll be consistently wrong, okay?
What do you guys
that's
got
the one thing we'll be good at. We'll be consistently wrong.
What do you guys have a 4?
I have Mir.
Mir.
I got Mir, too.
Mark, you have Mir also?
Yeah.
What do you guys got? A 5.
Verdum. I got Verdum.
I got Verdum also.
I'm looking at this Verdum. Now. My ranking is basically the exact same that we had last month. For the last
Bobby,
this
these
the
were
last
my
two are different.
My notes for my heavyweight picks were same. That's pretty much what happened. Those were
so
my notes.
Did everybody have Verdum at 5?
Yep.
What do you guys have at 6?
I've got Josh Barnett at 6.
I got Cormier.
I have Barnett at 6.
Mark?
It's interesting. I had Carwin at 6.
I started to punish Carwin for not fighting since last June, basically.
So you punish some guys for not fighting and then not others.
No. I punished the guys who haven't fought in 9 months.
Like, here's the thing. GSP not fighting for 9 months to a year. He stays number one. The fuck is Shane Carwin?
All right, so it's going to be Barnett, right?
He has a claim to holding his spot because he's been utterly dominant at the class. Shane was popped for roids and then proceeded to lose. So that's how Shane is fading.
I will say I've never seen someone drop someone so quickly with some short uppercuts like Shane Carwin did to Frank Mir.
Yeah.
That was pre-popped for roids.
The discussion is for number six, we have Carwin, Barnett.
It's Barnett. And there's two people with Barnett at six.
Okay, yeah, do Barnett.
All right, next I have Barnett at seven, but I had Cormier at six.
I have Carwin at seven.
I have Carwin at seven.
All right, it's going to be Carwin, then Cormier, Carwin. Then.
Okay.
All right. I got Big Country at nine.
I don't have him listed.
I figured. I don't know. The last two is kind of complicated at heavyweight. It's a little bit of a mess.
I have Big Nod at nine.
Who did we decide at eight?
Cormier.
Oh, Cormier? Okay. I have Super Samoan, Mark Hunt at nine.
I got Mark Hunt at 10.
I have him at 10, too, and that was it.
I have Mark Hunt at 10.
Who do you guys have at nine?
I have Big Nog.
So it's Big Nog than Mark Hunt. What do you have at nine?
Roy is off the list for Mark and I.
I have Big Nog off the list.
I have Roy at 10. That's my last guy.
All right, so we have 1-9 and 1-10 for Roy. We have 2-9s. What do you have for Big Nog? You have no Big Nog at all, Mike?
No, I don't have him at all.
Okay, the last two are Big Nog and Mark Hunt. That's what in some order here. How many people have? What do you guys have? Mark Hunt has
10.
10.
You know you want to have Mark Hunt. Bobby wants to have Mark Hunt on the list.
I got Mark Hunt at 10. No, we have three people with Mark Hunt at 10. He's going to be on the list.
Yeah.
We only have two people, with Big Nog on the list at all. But he's at 9. Who's higher, Hunt or Nog? Right now is what we're having the conversation.
I think
Hunt's higher than Nog. No, I think Roy's
off. That's crazy.
Roy's
off the list. And then, so what's the discussion here? Big Nog and then Hunt, right?
Yeah. No, which two? Which do you guys have?
You cannot put Hunt above Nog at heavyweight.
Yeah. Yeah. In any way you dice it, his last fight was against Carwin, right? Not even listed in the top 10.
Congo.
I thought it was Congo.
It was Congo.
Last fight.
Yeah, not Congo.
That's what I meant, Congo, who's not on the list. And then you have Nog, who lost, but he lost against Mir, who's number four.
All right.
You're going to have to win over a guy that's not on there.
I didn't have Big Nog on the list because, well, his arm – I had him at 10 last time and his arm broke, and I was like, well, I'm not going to reward him for that.
But he looked good in the fight. He didn't look awful.
No, he looked okay. I just had him very low. I already had him low, and then he hasn't done anything. So.
He lost.
All right, so Big Nog, then Hunt. So we might be celebrating Hunt as number one next time.
That will never happen.
All right, we have a couple minutes here. Let's get back to Reem. They're saying that, okay, well, to sum it up, Overeem managed to test positive for a test that he should have known is coming. He's 14-1 on his testosterone level in his A sample. He can request to have his B sample tested. He hasn't, though it's never overturned anybody, ever, I think.
It has never. All the B sample, the only time a B sample ever contradicted an A was, again, the dude tested positive in the A sample for six different like illegal substances. In the B sample, he tested positive for five.
Yeah,
so
right.
He was still completely illegal. It disproved it in a sense, but it was still not legal. And at 14-1, there is no chance at all that the B sample is going to come back at 6-1.
Yeah. So they're saying we got a couple things going on here. You got Hunt. Well, we got the Overeem's. Hearing is April 24th, and they're not going to announce what happens until after that hearing. I don't see a way where Overeem keeps his title shot, and it makes anybody being okay with this. Like,
no.
I mean, we all love Overeem here. As much as the argument we just had, I love watching Alistair Overeem fight. He doesn't deserve a title shot. You cannot test positive this close to a fight and get a title shot when you know the test is coming also, especially what just happened before his last fight.
I totally agree. There's no – he's not going to get licensed, one. He won't get licensed. And then, even if he did get licensed by some miracle, they're like, oh, you weren't licensed, so you can have as much steroids as you want. Even if they did give him a license, I don't think Dana would let him. That's just a really bad standard for the whole company. That basically says that, you can roid as much as you want and even get caught. you know, after the fights and stuff, as long as you piss clean during the fight, you're fine now. So he's not going to get the title fight.
Yeah, it's a shame too. I mean, that's shaping up to be a really good, pretty good fight, man. Fight between two pretty good strikers.
No one needs to act surprised, but it really sucks still.
Yeah, no, it's really unfortunate.
The other thing going on is that everybody was saying that almost definitely everybody assumed Frank Mir deserved this title shot instead of Overeem because he was already fighting on the card, and between him and Cain Velasquez, Cain just lost to him. So,
I mean,
and Mir's surging.
And Mir won three.
I understand
the
logical arguments for that. I understand that completely. That's a very, that's probably the smart move the UFC should do. But then I threw caution to the wind, said fuck that, and I signed that petition to have Mark Hunt fight.
Yeah, all right. So this is what Dana White said: Mir versus Cain is going to happen. He just threw that out there on Twitter with no explanation. If that is true and they're not changing that fight, the only other options, I think, are Fabricio Werdum, who's fighting in June, and this ridiculous rally for Mark Hunt, which I think is pretty awesome, but I can't believe it's gaining this much steam.
I really don't think it has that much steam. I believe it's just a very, very vocal minority.
You know what I think it is? It has the same amount of fervent support as Childish Gambino as a Spider-Man.
I see the parallels there. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's a fight where it's probably the Hunt Junior Dos Santos fight has like the more interesting style up matchup. Because I mean, you think about Mir and Dos Santos, it's like, man, Dos Santos probably is going to smear him. If you look at Hunt and Dos Santos, like, man, that'd be a war. And it's a much more intriguing fight, but it's not the right time. And I mean, Dana White does. Go ahead.
It's a fight for the hardcore fan. How, you know, they always talk about getting to the casuals and selling pay per views. How are you legitimately marketing an 8-7 title contender?
Yeah, that's
like true. That's very. I think they have to. He doesn't have enough marquee. You know, if you give him a big marquee fight, we said before this card for Mark Hunt to realistically have a title shot. That he was maybe the Struve and then one more, where he fights either the loser of JDS Ream or he fights like a Mir Cain loser. He needs to get one of those four guys' names as a victory before he can go to the title shot.
I agree with everything you just said, but I think given the Werdum or him options, if those are really the two options, and I think the reason those are the two options is because of the April 24th hearing. They don't want to make Mir or Cain have to have, like, if they're going to have a Cain rematch or the Mir fight, I think they want to have a, maybe they can build that fight up more, they think. If they're going to have to do a replacement fight, I don't know, I think they're more willing to do it to Mark Hunt or Werdum. And if it's between Werdum and Hunt, Werdum already lost to Dos Santos, and he still deserves a shot more than Hunt. But if you were ever going to give Mark Hunt a title shot, there's no way there's going to be more steam behind it than right now. In terms of people caring, even though the 8-7 thing exists and he's lost to McCorkle, I mean, if you're gonna have a fight full of heavyweight, a card full of heavyweights, and you can have a main event title fight, I think it's better to have it against two guys who are gonna stand and beat the crap out of each other than one of the guys being knocked out already once by the champion.
Yeah,
when
I think I think if they aren't gonna go ahead and break up the mere Cain fight, and your choices are, you know, talking about the casual fan, and your choices are, Werdum, who the casual fan has no idea who they are.
No, he beat Fedor. They might know who he is. He's the guy who beat Fedor. You could still bring that up, though it doesn't mean as much anymore now that Fedor's lost three times.
The casual fan really knows who Fedor is or that Werdum beat him.
Yeah.
He's got more than one. Mark Hunt, I mean, you can talk about Mark Hunt being the K1 champion, but he's, you know.
But I think when you talk about the casual fan, you're talking about the guy that when they say MMA, they don't say MMA, they say UFC. So I think the casual fan has no idea who the hell Fedor is.
I think you try to
advertise it as Werdum, the guy that, you know, started the slide for Fedor. It's not really going to have a lot of traction, but, you know, you try to, if it's between two guys that really don't deserve a title shot, I mean, at least with Mark Hunt, well, you're going to get a war in that fight. You're going to get two guys that are going to stand and bang. So while you might not be able to market it as much, the fight is going to be great. I mean, I have no doubt Mark Hunt's going to lose, but it's going to be a great fight.
Yeah, there's no good way to market any of these fights besides Mir, like having Verdum be there and then having Mark Hunt. Like, you can't market those fights.
The way they're going to market this pay-per-view is going to be UFC 146 Heavyweights. That's going to be the name of the pay-per-view.
Look, boxing has had a long tradition of having champions fight tomato cans. I think the UFC can do it for one fight.
I don't think Hunt's a can. I don't think he's winning, but he's not a can. Throwing that out there.
Well, it's a freak show fight. It's a freak show fight. This is fights that you'd see in Pride. And we don't have any problem with that. I don't have any problem with freak show fights. I think they're fucking awesome.
I don't think there's no way. I agree. I'm not sure it's entirely a freak show fight.
Like Stefan said, how are you going to have the challenger when they announce him? Like, here's the challenger, Mark Hunt. His record's 8-7. 8-7. Are you fucking shitting me? And he's fighting for the championship title. I'd be more happy if they had them fight and it not be a title match.
They already promised him being a title. I don't think you have a champion. You'd rather have the champion if he loses, lose a non-title fight in that weight class?
I'd rather have the champion if he's fighting someone that's 8-7 be a non-title fight. Because that spits on the championship belt that you get
Mark
500.
Hunt's not just an 8-7 fighter, though. There's more to him. He's the former K-1 champion.
He is an 8-7 fighter. Who gives a shit what they do outside the ring besides the octagon? Those are all nice and good. Your K-1s, your Abu Dhabis, those are good. But they're not kickboxing.
Dude, that's half of Overeem's resume at heavyweight is his K-1 title. If not, you got a bunch of Paul Buntuelo on it, man. That's part of the appeal.
But then he had lightweight fights. He had Bobby. Is Overeem even close to 500?
I'm not saying he's the same as Overeem. I'm saying you cannot just dismiss him entirely as an 8-7 fighter.
You
he's not the same
dismiss,
as a guy who was 8-7 without a K-1.
You know why you can dismiss a K-1 record? Because I dismiss Olav Einemo as an Abu Dhabi champion. He sucks as an MMA fighter, and he is one of the greatest jiu-jitsu guys at heavyweight. I agree with Mark here. You can dismiss it. I agree with, K-1's a very big part of Overeem, but the bigger part of Overeem is his light heavyweight record.
Okay, I'm just saying he's not the same as just some 8-7 guy who doesn't have that. He won the K-1 champ. It means something on some level. He's not just an 8-7 fighter. You got to count it on some level.
I will again. Sorry, not. I just have to disagree. His K-1 really doesn't mean anything. He's not an 8-7 fighter in the sense that his 8-7 is a who's who of MMA. His 8-7 is one of the most legit like 15 fight records of any fighter in the sport.
I was thinking,
but it has nothing.
Let's not go that far.
Who he fights?
Some of his wins on his 8 wins aren't that great. I mean, I know you guys didn't watch a lot of Pride back then, but he beat TK. TK's, I mean, that's not when TK was fighting Boss Rutten for the championship. That's when TK was fighting in Pride, and they're like, this guy's about to die in here. He's old as shit. He fought a boxer that was 185. I can't remember this guy's name in Pride. He was 185, and that guy gave him fits. It was a stand-up fight, and he was fighting a small boxer at 85, and he gave him fits. And, Bobby, to do the K-1 Grand Prix thing on you, the year that Mark Hunt won the K-1 Grand Prix was not a stacked year. I think Hoost was out that year. A lot of the guys that were returning champions were out. He still won it, but it wasn't a stacked
tournament. I'm not saying it means he deserves anything. I'm just saying you can't just dismiss it as nothing. It matters on some level.
It matters on some level, but it's just the 8-7. I can't get past that record. That's not a title contender.
And also,
that
like,
just sets a bad precedent.
We were just talking about how like it's more about what you've done recently. The guy's won 3 in a row. The division's not that good.
The guys that he won too, they're not in this top 10. I don't see those guys.
That's the thing is. That's why I have to hold. Even though the momentum is there for a freak show fight, that's why it's there. Like, wouldn't that be great to see? It's not anything about deserving it. Yeah. He needs a marquee name on his record. He needs a marquee win before he can fight for the title.
But even though we all just kind of
even
like,
that's
me and
9-7.
Yeah, even though me and Stefan just kind of shit on Mark Hunt, like I still want to see that fight. I think it's awesome.
This is clearly not going to be a guy who deserves a title shot if he gets it right now. I just think between him getting it and Werdum, I'd rather watch him do it because Werdum's already lost to the champion. And he did it pretty spectacularly.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Bob. Like, I think that Hunt is a much more interesting fight than Werdum. When I'm arguing against Hunt, I'm really arguing as the UFC brass. Like, why would they give this guy a title shot? It just sets a really bad precedent for the whole organization. Because then why not give all these other guys that holler for title shots that have much better records, you know?
I think it's honestly him getting the title shot is everything would be lining up for it to happen.
It's a perfect storm of shit.
It's really the perfect storm of everything. And I don't know, people keep saying they play it as like the Rocky story. I'm like, well, you Mark made a good point. Rocky's a movie. So everybody loves that movie though.
No, and like I said, even though I'm adamantly shitting on Mark Hunt and saying it doesn't deserve it, like I said, like I want to see that fight. I would not be that disappointed if he fought Dos Santos for the title. I would question Dana more about freak show fights and stuff, because he did the James Toney, the God don't do freak show fight, but I'll do this one. And now he does this one. This is basically a freak show fight. I mean, the guy doesn't have a very good record. He's coming. He has a good streak, and that's all fine and good, but that doesn't give you a title shot.
Well, I mean, we were all talking how he's one or two wins away, right, for a title fight anyway?
He's two.
Okay. Two. All right. If it's two, when he fought for the title, he'd be 10-7. That's not – I mean, it's better than 8-7. It's either way. His records – there's no good record here with him getting a title shot. If he's getting
to get to that number one contender fight, not only have to beat Struve, which he has to win that fight. To even really have him in the picture, he has to beat Struve. Like, we shouldn't even be talking about this. We talk about this because let's be honest. If they didn't have that Rally for Mark Hunt thing, we wouldn't even be mentioning this because it's so retarded. There's no, you know, we'd be like, oh, of course Mark Hunt's never going to get a fight. But since they started this Twitter thing and so many people have jumped on it, we're like, oh, maybe it's a possibility now. But he'd have to beat Struve, and then he'd have to fight a top probably five fighter to get a title shot after that.
We figured he would fight one of the losers that came out of the top four of this card, be it Kane, Mir, or Overeem JDS.
Yeah, and then even if he wins that fight, even then he's seriously in the picture. But even then, I don't think he's guaranteed number one shot, depending on how some of these other fights go.
I think he is, because heavyweight's not that deep.
It's not, but depending on how some of these other fights turn out, you know, what if Mir wins against Kane?
See, the thing is, I would say that the winner of Cormier and Barnett has a greater claim to a title shot than
but you can.
Wait. You're saying
neither of them is the UFC right now.
Well, around the same time, let's say the card plays as is. If the card was to still be as it was, Mark Hunt beats Stefan Struve. Ideally, in that perfect world, Mark Hunt then fights, say, Reem, Mir, Kane, whoever comes out like from that scrap. But if Barnett beat Cormier, I think Barnett has a very good claim to move right into the title picture.
You're saying Barnett would get it over. This is if Hunt only won that Struve fight, right? He's only beaten Struve.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but
Barnett to get a title shot.
They're both happening in the month of May, so it's going to be in the same time frame that Hunt would have a win over Struve, and then Barnett would have won that tournament. I think Barnett, even if Cormier beats Barnett, I think that's still a greater claim above what Mark Hunt has.
Yeah. Well, that's for a fight between Barnett and Cormier. I mean, that's for the next Junior Dos Santos fight. We're talking about the fight that has to happen soon.
It's
so
Doomer
they're not
Hunt.
Available for that fight.
If it's not Mir, it's Doomer Hunt.
It's just what I'm saying, where that Hunt wouldn't necessarily be guaranteed that title shot. That's all I'm saying is there's some other things that would shake out, and there would still possibly be people ahead of Hunt and Lund.
But right now, I mean, pretty much the only two fighters that if they are going to keep, you know, Junior on the card that make any sense because of, you know, other fight conflicts and the fact that Dana doesn't want to separate Kane and Mir, it's Verdum and Hunt, and I'd much rather see.
But can I say real quick, I would not be shocked if Dana just pulled Cormier or Barnett and said, fuck you to Strikeforce. It seems like it'd be a perfect thing that would just happen to Strikeforce, that their big heavyweight Grand Prix would just ultimately never come to fruition. Bobby could be right about it, and one of them would just fight JDS.
It gets shut down because UFC's contender can't fight. That'd be fucked up.
I'd be very surprised if they pulled him, honestly. They just put the poster out like a minute ago. I just saw it. I think they just started selling tickets.
I wouldn't be surprised, because if anything happens in Strikeforce, I'm not surprised. To quote Bill Simmons, Strikeforce is in the Tyson zone. You can tell me anything happens to them, and I probably believe it.
I don't know. I think Dana said the title is definitely to be defending. Is going to be defended next in May, and if it's definitely going to be defended, it really should be Frank Mir. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it really should. Yeah. I don't know why
I don't know. Maybe he wants – he feels Mir or Kane is an opponent. He wants more time to hype that up. And if he's going to just throw a guy out there for JDS to fight, he
– may as well be thrown into the wolves.
What happens if Mark Hunt wins? Like, he goes in there and beats Junior Dos Santos.
Then you have Mark Hunt as, you know, your UFC heavyweight champion.
I can't tell you how happy I'd be, but you have a 9-7 heavyweight champion who's beaten
– I mean, the big thing we're not taking into consideration – is Dana White is a liar. He's lied about very many things. He says Mir and Kane is happening. That's not
He didn't say necessarily this card. He just said Mir and Kane will happen. It could be any day.
Yeah, well, I mean, needless to say, though, whatever shakes out, it's going to be interesting. But I do feel like out of all the possible opponents that JDS has, like, Verdum does seem the least interesting to me. And it seems like, at least at this point, when they've already, like, you know, said Kane and Mir are going to fight, I mean, Verdum seems like the next logical choice. And that's not an exciting fight for me. I'd rather see him fight Hunt, but Hunt doesn't make sense. It's just weird. And I think, you know, hopefully on the 24th, when we find out what happens with Ream, hopefully Dana White will have a matchup for JDS that makes sense and that's pleasing to us, the fans. And that,
yeah, that doesn't exist.
That's Mir, but I don't know.
I think it's going to be Hunt.
For me, that's moving the location to Tijuana and having Dos Santos fight Ream and saying, fuck it. Who cares?
There's no way he'd do that.
Give Dos Santos some
steroids. There's 0% chance of him spitting in the Athletic Commission's face like that.
No, I know.
They just fired a guy for calling Athletic Commission lady a bitch.
I'm just saying that's what I want to happen. If I could have anything happen. Have him go fight in international waters. Give JDS some steroids. Have him eat some meat horse, have him carry 2x4s around or do the strongman competitions on the boat and then have him fight. Whatever. I want to see that fight happen.
My favorite quote of this whole thing was when Forrest Griffin said, "Does this mean I don't have to eat horse meat anymore?"
Oh, man.
I hope when the trial comes out, they test horse meat and they find out it has extra testosterone. And that he wrote on this thing that he was eating horse meat and it had extra testosterone, and the Athletic Commission just fucked
up. Do you think Overeem is just going around the Netherlands looking for a doctor to write him a post-dated prescription for TRT? Something like he just changes the date on it?
Yeah, sure, why not? Netherlands is a kooky place.
Well, I don't know. I think it's... I don't like that they're waiting to the 24th. I think they should just announce it, because I don't see the scenario where Overeem keeps this title fight.
Yeah.
I just don't know how it... I think they just announce it now. Maybe they just don't know what to do, because based on our conversation, that doesn't seem like one awesome idea.
Well, I think the most clear-cut idea was Mir, but he kind of shot that down, and now everyone's like, oh, shit, maybe Marquand will actually get
the Joe Rogan is behind the rally for Marquand.
He's the only one that's in the conversation.
Everybody, they're getting Joe Rogan, they're getting Stefan Bonner, they're getting everybody behind it.
Well, how about the talk of a Hendo moving up to heavyweight?
He said he'd do it. I don't buy that.
Hendo's going to fight at 206.
He'll do it. He's fought heavyweight before. He actually fights pretty decent.
He fought Fedor at heavyweight.
Does anybody think Hendo's passing a test for testosterone right now? Hendo does TRT. Admitted to it.
Well, maybe as long as he has his levels right, they're fine, right?
Why does he need his levels right when he's in training? He's not even have a fight booked. He's probably off the charts right now. Well,
but if he takes TRT when the fight gets booked, as long as he has his levels, they don't care if he takes TRT.
But
he fights good at heavyweight.
That is such a giant loophole.
That makes more sense.
Hendo makes more sense to you than Marquand.
Yeah.
He's got nothing to do.
Isn't Hendo like 1-2 or 2-1 at heavyweight or something?
Bobby, you said it. Dan Henderson is going to be the Ultimo Dragon. He's just going to win belts everywhere.
Is he 2-1 at heavyweight? That percentage is better than Mark's Hunt percentage. And that's just counting his heavyweight.
You think he's 1-0 at heavyweight in the last like 10 years also?
Look, at least between Mark Hunt and Dan Henderson, people will hear, you know, JDS versus Henderson and not go, well, that can't be right. They hear Mark Hunt versus Junior Dos Santos. They're like, what the fuck happened?
They're going to be, who's Mark Hunt?
Yeah.
And they're going to see this fat guy, and they're going to be like, is that Dana White's cousin? Dana White just gave his cousin he's 57, he's fat, and he gets a title shot. I don't get this. I'm turning this off. I'm going to go watch basketball in the NCAA tournament now. Fuck MMA. This shit's crazy.
Mark, the tournament's over.
There's always tournaments. There's football, basketball, golf, and shit. I'm sure there's some tournament for NCAA going on right now.
I think the College World Series will be going on in May, Mark, so we'll go with that one.
I think the Ultimate Frisbee NCAA is going on right now.
Hey, let's not go knocking the Ultimate Frisbee, right?
I'll knock it all day.
Right. Better cop your nerves on the Frisbee.
I don't know. We got a lot of Frisbee fans here. I shouldn't piss them off. Well, Bobby's mic's. Can you guys hear Bobby?
I can't hear Bobby at all.
Out for Bobby.
Yeah, your mic's out, Bob. Look at him panicking. Look at that bitch panic. He doesn't know what's going on. He's trying to figure it out.
All right, so I think with Bobby's mic not working, I think this is the perfect time for me and Steph to start talking about Game of Thrones.
Oh, Game Steph? Of Thrones.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Episode 2, party at Mark and Stefan's tonight.
Okay, we're not watching. We're not. Wait, I'm killing this before we get to Game of Thrones.
Oh, man. The fun's over.
All right. This is thanks to everybody who's actually listened to this. We're at 80 minutes now. If you want to talk about, if you people want to hear about our thoughts on the pay-per-view that's this Friday, this Saturday, the event, not pay-per-view. We talked about it on our last podcast. We'll have a predictions post up for you guys by Friday morning, in which I try to justify a pick of Thiago Silva after he hasn't fought in about 20 months. So look forward to that, people. We'll catch you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Have a nice week. Later.
See you guys.
The North remembers.